Good morning, Laurier. It's your favorite Tuesday morning radio radio host, DJ Little A, here live in studio on this gloomy Tuesday morning. I'm kicking my show off this week with a special guest here for an interview. The one and only Adam Kovacs is here. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, you did, 100%.
Adam, welcome to my show. Thank you for being here.
Of course. Why wouldn't I be here?
So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for this position? A Board of Governors, correct?
Correct. Okay. You are correct. So as Little A has already said, my name is Adam Kovacs, and I'm a second-year BBA student who loves Laurier and just wants to be more involved, as well as I'm currently an undergraduate governor, so I'm actually on the Board of Governors.
Already.
And just because of the experience I've had and the fact that I think the best thing I love is that I have the President of Laurier to my right, the Mayor of Waterloo to my left, and I just love being in that huge environment, how serious and how dedicated these people are to Laurier.
Oh, wow, okay. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that the Mayor of Waterloo is...
Mayor of Waterloo and Kitchener.
Wow, that's pretty cool. But, Adam, in a nutshell, what would you say the core of your platform is? One or two issues do you basically stand on?
So because I'm running for Board of Directors and Board of Governors, most of the things you can do is with most of my platforms dedicated towards Board of Directors. Okay. Because of the fact there's some policy changes I want to make, like changing the election policy to reflect our values.
Okay.
For example, like simple as adding a photo next to your name on the ballot. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree that would help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of Board of Governors, I just want to be able to get out there and say what exactly Laurier has to offer. I want to say this is what the Board of Governors does. And you have the opportunity to be a part of it because it doesn't take much to be a part of it.
And question, this might be a stupid question, but someone for like myself, what's the difference between Board of Directors and Board of Governors?
I actually had that issue when I first applied for this role too.
Really?
So Board of Directors is Students' Union.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about WILFs, mm-hmm. you're thinking about OWEEK, CANWAR, basically a Board of Directors makes sure the president doesn't get out of line. And the Board of Directors has limitations, things like that for the president. So it's like Congress for the President of the United States. Let's ignore about what the fact he's doing.
Okay.
This that kind of concept. So, for example, the Board of Directors has a limitation on the fact the president can't spend more than $10,000 without board approval.
Okay.
So that's Board of Directors.
Okay.
Board of Governors deals with the bigger concept of Laurier, non-students union. So, for example, Board of Governors, the Laurier is actually opening a Milton campus.
Really?
Yes.
Inside scoop.
I know. I can actually say that because that is public.
Okay.
But with that, so exactly what they're doing is the budgeting for that and student enrollment, things like that. Now, in terms of that, then there's also Senate deal with academics. So you know the front page of your exam that says, don't bring a calculator, don't bring a dictionary.
Yes.
That's Senate.
Okay.
Board of Governors doesn't deal with the curriculum. It deals with the business side of Laurier.
Okay, not the...
No, that's Senate.
Okay.
Because Senate does like the academics. They actually gave us a fall reading week.
Really?
That's Senate.
That's awesome.
And then Board of Governors, as I said, deals with budgeting and make sure the built-in campus actually happens.
Okay.
Directors deals with making sure CANWAR or any future presidents that are running don't step out of line.
Oh, perfect. Well, thanks for clearing that up. Yeah, because I was trying to do some research on you last night, and I honestly didn't know the difference between the two.
It's hard. It is honestly hard to figure it out.
It's not just me.
Yeah.
And just sticking with your platform here, it says, and I quote,
oh, boy.
Laurier is a community that has been experienced, that has experienced events trying to divide us. With what has happened recently, we need leaders to act as role models to unite us. However, the people we've elected to be our role models and help show we are united are divided themselves. That is why I, Adam Kovacs, am running to be a part of the Board of Directors and the Board of Governors. Now, could you please elaborate on that a little more? Like, what situation are you referring to specifically, if you are, or who are you referring to?
So I'm referring to multiple situations.
Okay.
So for example, I don't want to get into this because the Board of Governors is dealing with currently, so I can't go too much into this, but the Lindsay Shepherd issue,
yes.
We're talking about the pro-life, pro-choice debate on Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
Even Brantford had their debate with the Proud Boys and Anti-Fascism Network movement.
Oh, did they?
They had an entire debate about that, and Brantford knows exactly what I'm talking about. Waterloo had the pro-choice, pro-life, and then the entire Laurier campus had Lindsay Shepherd.
Okay.
So that's in terms of the issues I'm discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also brought up the Board of Directors.
Yeah.
They had, with everything that's happened, with the conflict of interest with the chairman for president, with all the other issues, they are very divided themselves. And I believe they could have been the role models we needed when we had those issues I brought up earlier.
Valid point. Okay. Continuing on here.
Oh,
you
boy.
Go on to say, I quote it three times here, so get ready. You go on to say, I propose we look at the current election policy and change it to reflect our current values and encourage more leaders to run. Now, in what ways are you looking to change the current election policy, and why do you think this will encourage more people to run?
Well, because, like, I was reading election policy, and, like, some of the things I was going through, it is vague. It is complicated. It needs to be simpler, to be blunt. Yep. So, for example, one of the current policies I'm really looking at changing is the spoilage policy.
Pardon, what's that?
So basically, when you do a ballot on January 30th, 31st, and February 1st, mm-hmm. you're going to have a huge ballot that's all online on your phone, so I recommend everyone go vote because it takes 2 minutes. But how it works is that it's a preference system. So let's say there is presidents above, then right underneath board of directors and Senate.
Okay.
Let's say you do presidents and board of directors. But let's say, heaven forbid, you don't know anyone running for Senate. If you leave that blank or answer it incorrectly, your ballot's spoiled, which means, yeah, it doesn't count.
No, that's flawed.
Exactly. There we go. That's the kind of things I want to change.
Yeah.
Or the, and that'll encourage more leaders to run, I think, because that would just encourage that, just make the votes better, because mm-hmm. I think it's like over 200 votes spoiled every year.
Wow.
Exactly.
Just from leaving it blank.
Leaving it blank.
You could not know anyone running for Senate.
Exactly.
Oh.
And that just maybe just be like not knowledgeable, right?
Exactly.
But in terms of helping leaders to run, one of the policies is with posters. It is very confusing where exactly you can put a poster.
Okay.
So for example, you can't put on a painted surface. Right. Yet you can put it on a brick.
Yes.
It just depends on which location. And if you put it on this surface, it may not be there the same day. I had a couple posters already torn out because I put it in the wrong place already.
Did you put them on painted surface?
Yeah.
Okay.
See what I mean? Like it didn't specify exactly where. So I'd love to just specify and make it easier for students,
okay.
because I feel like it's complicated. The election is really a complicated process,
mm-hmm.
and I think knowledge is a huge reason why not as many people run, because it just hits you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, I didn't know about the spoiled ballots, and also, like, I've put posters around the school for ERT and, like, foot patrol mm-hmm. and such, and I'm sure they've been taken down. I haven't checked.
Exactly.
But, yeah, it would be nice to know that stuff. And to end it here, you also say, finally, I want to bring back the Board of Directors Vision Committee to interpret what strategic vision is the best way to work towards it. Now, what exactly is the Board of Directors Vision Committee, and why was it dismantled, and why do you think it should be brought back?
So, the Board Vision Committee's original design was to take the strategic plan from 2015 to 2020 and interpret it in a way to make the board successful.
Okay.
So that's what happened. Okay. In 2016, I think it was March 16, 2016, if I remember correctly, they repealed it, though. It's GP2G4, and it is on the board resources in the policy manual if anyone's looking at what exactly I'm talking about. So in GP2G4, what happened was is that it was repealed because of the fact the board of directors, the 2016 year, they were confused on the purpose of it. As well, they believe that the board of directors should worry more about governance, not operational, because that's the president. He worries about operational things. So the board of directors saw it like not useful to have that committee. So they recommend they repealed it.
Okay.
Now to answer your final question,
yeah.
which is about why it should be brought back. So I'm not going to bring it exactly back because I see that issue. Is the idea of it's if they also had the problem with getting unanimous voting and making sure everyone agrees with how to interpret the plan. So what I want to do is I want to look at the strategic plan. I want to look at the mission statement of Laurier. I also want to look at everyone's campaign promises. It's going to be a mixture of all three. And how it's going to work is that based on what they want to do, like what we want to do as a board as a whole, we're going to then figure out how exactly we can make a big goal for the end of our term and have smaller goals to attain it.
Okay.
So it's more of a vision idea for a term. So board can have accountability and direction to go towards
mm-hmm.
as well. So like, for example, let's say you have 12 goals and the 13th goal is your biggest goal for the entire term, whatever that may be. I don't know, maybe increase the amount of people who's knowledgeable about the board of directors. Just go with it, right?
Okay.
So let's say goals 6 through 8, you didn't accomplish though. You still got the goal, but the little goals you said you accomplished, you didn't get.
So you still got the bigger goal.
Exactly, but you can still be accountable because you didn't do everything you said you would do.
Oh, okay.
So that's what the Board Vision Committee's idea is accountability, but that's for a direction too.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've already torn up your entire platform here, essentially, but I'll end off. You've been doing so well enough with a fun question. For all my listeners listening out there know how much I love Welp, so I always bring it up on every show. And in your opinion, out of all the food items, what's your go-to? What's your favorite?
I would have to say, I got a similar question yesterday, actually, when I was on Radio Laurier. Similar.
Oh, okay.
It was what my favorite potato was.
Okay, similar.
Similar, but not exactly. So I would have to
keep this Laurier theme. You know?
Exactly. So what I said was buffalo fingers, medium. I always do medium with side of curly fries.
Oh, yeah?
Every time.
No appetizer?
No. Just jump straight into it, right?
No spin dip?
No.
No spin dip.
I'm I like spin dip.
Yeah.
But buffalo fingers is my go-to.
Really?
Always.
Yeah, you can start off with the spin dip.
Yeah, you could.
Okay. Well, that's hilarious. But you heard it here, folks. Adam Kovacs himself. Correct me if I'm wrong, but January 30th, 31st, and February 1st, they can do that?
Yes, online. They can vote. They can online, and you can be done through your phone.
Can you do it in person?
You can do it in person. I'm pretty sure it's in the concourse. Okay. Don't quote me, though, but I do know you can do it on your phone.
Okay, we'll do it on your phone. It's through an app?
It's through a link. It's through a website.
Okay, yeah, keep her out for that. And Adam, thanks for being on the show.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
To you and,
thank you.
And have fun in class.
Thanks.
All right. Let's kick off this next set with some Viva La Vida by Coldplay. And you're tuned into RadioLaurier.com. Keep it locked in. Thank you.